We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. AT&T Connects, an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Don't fear the day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get don't fear the day, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They have to make a judgment of who was gonna be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Friday, March 31st. Freaky, freaky, freaky Friday goes to a Dutch musician named Jonathan Jacob Meijer. Now, what does this have to do with Freaky Friday? Well, Jonathan has donated sperm to at least 13 clinics, 11 in the Netherlands, where he was blacklisted in 2017 for fathering 102 children.
Jesus.
That is a lot of baby batter. I mean, just unlimited clam sauce everywhere. Would you like a little gentleman's relish with that poom poom pastry? Of course you would. That's why you're here. Let's go to Vice News for the report, please.
A prolific Dutch sperm donor alleged to have fathered hundreds of children is being taken to court to stop him from conceiving any more. The civil suit against Jonathan Jacob Meijer, a 41-year-old musician from The Hague who now lives in Kenya, has been launched by the DonorKind Foundation, a Dutch organization which supports donor children, and a mother who gave birth to a child conceived using his sperm. They're asking the court to take action to crack down on Meijer's excessive donation, which is in breach of existing rules in the Netherlands and many other countries, Thijs van der Meer, chair of the DonorKind Foundation, said in a statement that Meijer was believed to have fathered at least 550 children using at least 13 clinics around the world and using donation sites and social media to approach people wishing to conceive.
She called him a prolific Dutch sperm donor. That sounds way too dignified. Listen to me. This week is all about accountability, okay? Trump was indicted, which is a great thing because it shows nobody is above the law. Innocent until proven guilty, of course, but it still shows there's some checks and balances. So the same rules apply to Jonathan. Now, Jonathan didn't commit a crime, but he's being sued for allegedly increasing the risk of accidental incest. See, under Dutch guidelines, donors are not allowed to father more than 25 children or impregnate more than 12 women to prevent inbreeding incest manifest are psychological problems for kids who find out they have a great number of siblings. Basically, you can't just be out here sharing all that nizzle drizzle because you might end up slipping on some nut butter and falling into your sister's vagina. I don't know how any of that works, y'all. Okay, I have never in my life even considered the fact that if you are a person who fathers a whole bunch of kids, whether through, you know, donating penis marmalade or having kids the good old-fashioned Nick Cannon way, if you're doing it all over the globe, the odds are high, or at least high by lottery standards, that it's a 1 in a 292 point million Powerball type of chance that you could end up banging your sibling. Now, the reason he's getting sued is because the group alleges he has lied about the number of children he has fathered, okay? You heard the chairman of DonorKind. He also said we are taking action against this man because the government is doing nothing, okay? He has global reach via the internet, and he does business with a large amount of international sperm banks. Sidebar, what does a country do when a sperm bank needs a bailout? Think about it and get back to me. But the lawsuit was brought on by a woman who gave birth to one of his kids in 2018. She said that if I had known he had already fathered more than 100 children, I would have never chosen this donor. Now, I know nothing about donating sperm, okay? I have only shared my penis colada with one woman. That is my wife. But ladies, I'm just asking, okay? Feel free to let me know in the comments on social media. When you go to a sperm bank, does it matter how many kids the prick liquid has created? Huh? This woman says, when I think about the consequences this could have for my child, I get sick to my stomach. Going to court is the only way to protect my child. The reason this man, Jonathan, is getting sued is because women pleaded with him to stop donating the daddy sauce. Okay, now the foundation wants to ask the court to order Jonathan to stop donating and to have all his stored sperm destroyed unless it is reserved for a woman who has already given birth to one of his children. How do you destroy sperm? Envy, you thirsty? Now, there's an Australian couple who paid over $6,500 for Jonathan's high fructose corn syrup, and Jonathan did this under the name Rudd. Women are upset because he just won't stop, and women don't want to tell their child they have hundreds of siblings. Now, Jonathan wrote a letter to the sperm bank. He said, Dear JP Morgan Spank, I want to help people realize their dreams of having kids. I like to see that there are children of mine all over the world. This is extremely selfish and irresponsible. Okay, if you are a person who goes to a sperm bank to get some Pearl Jam and you want your donor to be in the child's life, how could you possibly be a father to hundreds of children, Jonathan? Not to mention, you're probably about to lose millions of dollars that you don't have in lawsuits for no reason other than you can't stop spreading population pace all over the globe for no reason other than your own ego. Please give Jonathan Jacob Meijer the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
I hope he loses it all. I really do. I hope he has to pay a dollar for every sperm that comes out when he ejaculates. Do you know that normally it's about 100 million sperm per ejaculation? You know that?
Mm-mm.
So think about that. Imagine if the judge charges them a dollar for every sperm that comes out during ejaculation.
That's pretty nasty.
Mm-hmm.
On a freaky, freaky, freaky Friday.
Oh, that's why I did it on freaky, freaky, freaky Friday.
I figured that.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Quick question.
You didn't answer the question, though.
What happened to your Invisalign?
I don't know. I really don't know what happened to my Invisalign last night. I went to sleep last night with the top and bottom of my Invisalign, and I woke up this morning with just the bottom.
Drop a bomb for Charlamagne. Boy, you mean.
I just want you to, you're giving them ammunition by saying things like this. I just want you to know that.
Yes, okay.
But I don't know where the top of my Invisalign is, but I have a sneaky suspicion one of my extraterrestrial cousins came and he took my top Invisalign. I would just ask for them to give it back. They've collected enough DNA and hair samples and stuff for me over the years.
Now, you'll find it later, though. No, because when whatever you swallow, it comes out the...
I didn't swallow my damn Invisalign. It was on my teeth.
Okay.
I don't like how you said that. You'll find it later.
You'll find it later.
I don't even like what you was implying just now.
All right.
Don't think about my butt, son.
I'm not.
Okay?
Good morning, Donnell. Good morning, Donnell. All right. When we come back, woosah, woosah, woosah. Clear your mind. Let's get serious.
That's
let's
right.
Get serious.
Act like you got some damn
that's right.
sense. Okay?
Let's get serious.
And Senator Nina Turner's
that's
coming.
That's right.
In,
Senator Nina Turner will be joining
voice,
us.
A voice of reason. We need to hear from Nina Turner this week. All
so
right.
We're going to talk to her when we come back. And also, Rip Michaels will be joining us this morning as well. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.